Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that focuses on artists, arts organizations, and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I'm your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and my guest today is Michelle Golden, Executive Director of Books, Bands, and Brushes for Education. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Jonathan. Good morning.
We talked last month about your organization's Silver Jubilee, but here today we're going to talk about a different type of program that you run with second grade classes in Lake County that seeks to build and explain kindness. So could you talk about this new project and the motivation you have behind this new project?
Well, thank you, Jonathan, for having us on today. We've been busy in our last 25 years of our service to the community, and this is a project that began 4 years ago and falls under the Book Brigade initiative related to reading, but also just to community. The book kind of found me about 7 or 8 years ago, and it was sitting on my shelf in my studio, and through an accidental beautiful moment, it came out off the shelf, and we've used it now as a way to reach second graders specifically about the topic of kindness. It began with a police officer actually in the school, in the civil city of Hammond, and Books, Brushes, and Bands, having a bit of staff, has been able to bring a process together to be able to encourage every second grade classroom in Hammond to experience the book based on the time that a community leader will have to read the story to the students, talking about the topic of kindness, introducing themselves as to where they work, what they do for a living. So it's an opportunity for a company to be able to share who they are, what they do. And our volunteers in the past have come from banking, law, university settings of all sorts, from teaching staff to administration. Municipalities have sent leaders to read. But the bottom line is to be able to share good old-fashioned story time and talking about a value that everyone should hold dear in their heart 110% of their time.
And so today we're really putting a call out for business owners, community leaders, to volunteer their time to read the story to second grade students across Hammond, East Chicago, Gary.
Correct. And so we'll be again working in those three cities, certainly in the public schools. The goal this year is to be able to cover the parochial schools in those cities as well. If we have enough leaders that are inspired enough to get involved, it only requires about 2 hours of your time in the classroom. And there is a story reading component. And then what we do is the main character of the story, Leonard, who is a lion, befriends a duck, who is a poetic duck. And the two of them find that together they can build a friendship over words and over the value of being kind to each other without even really thinking about it, just knowing that they need to be. And Marianne really wants to help Leonard, but Leonard has a bunch of bully lions who really, really, really want Leonard to chomp the duck. And the kids get a kick out of the word chomp. The idea is to, by the end of the experience, of course, learn that we don't need to chomp people. We need to be kind to them, like Leonard. And I would, as an artist, would love to be able to get this message across Northwest Indiana so that over time I could be sitting in a meeting and if something is going awry, be able to say, you know, think about Leonard and have Leonard become a household name, especially in the business community. It's a tragic time in our history right now, and a lot of things are happening. This is a very honest, open way to talk about a value that is necessary, that is all about being creative and opening those doorways of honoring people and listening. And Leonard's a great listener, but his bullied lions really don't want him to be himself. So it gives the kids an opportunity to realize that bullying is not the way to go. And the story is beautifully illustrated by this gentleman, Ed Veer. And every single classroom has a Leonard that I hand paint. And the kids have to write a little promise about kindness on a piece of vellum paper that then becomes Leonard's mane on the painting. So they're all able to create and be a part of Leonard through the promise that they make after reading the story.
So today we're asking community leaders to volunteer to model kindness to our second graders. If someone's listening and would like to become involved, how can they sign up?
So they can call our office at 219-932-3232. That's the office number. You could also send an email to our address at hello@BBB4E.org. The website is another way to find out more information about us. That our website is BBB4E.org. Anybody that's listening that wants to know more about the project, if you know someone that's a teacher in a parochial school in Hammond, Chicago, and Gary, please reach out to us. We definitely want to be able to engage with you. Eventually, I would like, with enough support, both financial and through also community leaders, to cover all of Northwest Indiana. This project happens in relation to Read Across America Day, and the project happens at the end of February, so February 2026. So be thinking about somebody that you might know who loves to read to kids. Well, maybe you don't want to do it, but you know someone.
Well, sign me up if you'll have me. I think kindness is a community value we need to promote and build, and I'm more than happy to become involved with this wonderful project, and thank you for organizing it through our region.
Thank you for stepping up, Jonathan. We will add you to the list.
Well, thank you, Michelle Golden, and thank you all for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We'll be back next week to highlight even more people, places, and events that celebrate the arts and community across Northwest Indiana.